Fernanda, you were at the TUSD board meeting on Tuesday night. The issue that everybody is paying attention to is the desegregation plan. The board voted on that plan. What exactly did they do?
The board was going to vote on the approval of the plan as a whole. The plan was written by a desegregation specialist to put the district in compliance with a desegregation order. Now, the plan included some objections from TUSD staff and administrators that the board was going to approve as part of the plan. Mark Stegeman wanted to add three objections to the plan. One was about staff, one was about a task force, and then the third one was to underline and emphasize his opposition to the multicultural curriculum. Adelita Grijalva opposed to one of the objections to the teaching of multicultural curriculum, and especially Mexican-American history and culture. The board essentially took two votes, one to approve the plan as a whole with its objections and with the two new ones from Stegeman. And then the second vote, and this is where it gets confusing, was to vote on the third objection that Stegeman wanted to add to underline and emphasize the opposition to the classes. What most people thought, including board member Adelita Grijalva, was that they were voting on the initial objection on the plan, and by not passing that, that the judge would actually see the plan without the district's objection to the classes. She is going to bring this issue back to a vote in January. I spoke with her earlier today.
When I asked Heather Gain, who is our attorney on this case, how do I separate out the objections that you have to culturally relevant courses from the rest of the objections? Because I would like to be able to vote for all of that except for the seat. And so she said, I would assume that all you would have to do is separate out the motion that Dr. Stegeman is making and exclude culturally relevant courses and vote on that issue separately. I guess I assumed, and several other people, including our legal, also assumed that this was a vote to remove the objection for TUSD.
So here we are 2 days later. And there's still a lot of confusion with what happened. Obviously, as you just explained, this is a very complicated issue. And there's a lot of confusion about what officially happened with the vote, what didn't. What is the confusion? And do we know what happened?
What some board members thought they were voting on, they actually were not. So as we stand today, the unitary plan that was written by the desegregation specialist was approved by the board unanimously, and it includes the objection to the classes. The federal judge is going to get this plan tomorrow. The federal judge is not expected to make a decision for a few weeks. So far, nothing has been finalized, and the board is going to perhaps bring this back to a vote next month.
If there is going to be a vote next month, no matter what happens with the vote, where do we go from here?
Well, the board could vote to remove that objection. And whatever the board decides is going to go to the federal judge. Now, it's all up to the federal judge to decide what parts of the plan become the law and what parts are removed. He's going to take into consideration the objections from TUSD and from the other parties in the case, but it's essentially up to the judge to decide what parts of the plan become the law.
All right, Fernanda, thanks for trying to clear this up for all of us.
Thank you.